This is Ozarks at Large. Arkansas's pandemic emergency is being extended for another 60 days after lawmakers gave the governor's request approval yesterday. This week, Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, discusses the continuation with John Brummett, political columnist with the Arkansas Democrat-Gazette. They also talk about new candidates announced for the 2022 elections and the remaining business for the Arkansas legislature. Roby asked John Brummett if he thinks the 60-day extension of a public health emergency is warranted.
Oh, yeah, I think certainly. That would almost go without saying that that the emergency authority, the emergency situation, needs to be declared still in existence while the virus is still in existence and there are needs. So, yeah, it makes sense. And particularly in that, as I understand this particular extension, it's limited to mostly assist businesses and to delay the tax deadline, things that shouldn't be that controversial. And it sounds like I didn't, you covered it, you told me about it, 2 hours of jawing about legislative desire to be a part of this discussion, but it really came, I guess, to nothing in the end. A motion not to deny passed. Okay. Sounds good to me. Thank you for your time. Yeah, that was good. Okay.
Whatever it takes to get there. What do you expect from the legislature now that they're back from spring break? What do you expect to happen over the next 30 days or so? We still have a couple more weeks of the session. There still is a lot of business of state government to be done. Are we going to start focusing on that? Or do you think we're going to stay with the same social and cultural issues that have really dominated this legislative session?
Well, I don't know. There was a time when I had a great feel for legislatures and could tell you what was going to happen, largely because the people running them would tell me what was going to happen. And you know who the best sources have been over the years. I don't have those so much anymore, and I don't understand a lot of what's going on out there much anymore. I do know that normally, by the standard rhythm of a session, you get to this point, people start wanting to go home. They want spring is springing. They're tired of being in Little Rock. They have done whatever mischief they came to do. And it's time to start cranking out these appropriation bills and other essential business, deciding your constitutional amendments, getting your Revenue Stabilization Act worked on, and getting out of town. That's what used to happen. And that's probably largely what the rhythm will provide this time. But there's still some bills out there. There's some voter suppression bills out there. They're billed to take away the right of the county clerk to run an election in a county's over 50,000 population so that the more partisan election commission could do it, to do away with Monday early voting. The teach creation science, that's still pending in education committee. How come that can't get movement in this current culture war environment? There's a transgender bill still there, the one about how you address a transgender student in terms of their birth certificate and what they want to be called and what you choose to call them. There's still opportunity for there to be a dynamic mix of getting the real business done and throwing in an occasional bit of mischief. And I guess that's what we probably should expect.
All right. Over the weekend, we get the announcement of a Democratic candidate for governor, Sufa Mays, says he's going to enter the race here. And I think there was also a minister from Stuttgart says he's going to challenge John Bozeman in the U.S. Senate race. Neither one of these candidates come to the race with any political history, so to speak, in terms of a base. Do we think anything changes in the trajectory of the Senate race and the governor's race? Is it still just a John Bozeman and a Sarah Huckabee? Although Leslie Rutledge would like to change that narrative. Does anything change in the dynamics of those races?
I don't think so. It's all just decided. The Bozeman stuff is decidedly odd. Bozeman is just your standard do what the Republican Party wants. He's got a perfectly fine conservative voting record. Yet he's got two opponents from the extreme right, as if he's been some kind of Mitt Romney or something. It's all comical. The Republican voters of Arkansas know better than that. And don't doubt John Bozeman's strength at the polling place. I've doubted it before, finding him kind of a mild meek, not substantial candidate, and he turns out to be, while mild and meek, fully substantial. Governor, you know, I'm glad the Democrats have got some candidates. They've got to have, and I don't want to minimize anybody who's got the guts to put their name on the ballot, but it's the Democrats are, we know the truth, they're badly up against it in Arkansas. There was the changing dynamic, and I'll mention this only briefly, was that I and others have been hyping this notion of an independent candidate who could compete for a third or more of the electorate. That seems to be losing traction. A lot of people are saying this just won't work. You don't, you're not going to beat Sarah Sanders by splitting the opposition two ways. I see a lessening of interest in that. And Sarah Sanders, I think polls still show her dominating Leslie Rutledge, despite Leslie Rutledge's wrapping herself in the Star Spangled Banner in moments of silence and whatever else. So at present, allowing for the fact that there, everybody who runs should be praised for running, and we will let these races play out. Right now, I see two anointings for governor and U.S. Senate right now.
John Brummett is a political columnist for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and his columns can be found at ArkansasOnline.com. He speaks with Roby Brock, who is with our partner Talk Business and Politics, almost every week. And more from the conversation can be found at TalkBusiness.net.